This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
Arvind Braj.
Who is gonna give us a quick update from the KLCI whilst it's on break?
Yeah, so it is down by 1.31% at 1,536 points. Active stocks include AT Systematization, Lambo Group Berhad, and Connect County. A quick look at the ringgit. It is at 4.2 against the US dollar. It's at 2.9 against the Aussie dollar and 3.06 against the Sing dollar.
Thank you very much, Arvind. If you'd like to get in touch regarding our question of the day, of course, we're asking you, if you have bought yourself a new digital device over the past few months, what was it? Let us know. Get us via Twitter at BFM Radio. Instagram is also at BFM Radio. And of course, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Votes, what are we at, Arv?
We are at 58.6% for didn't buy, 18.9% for phone, 16.4% for computer or laptop, and 6.1% for gaming console. So not that much change.
Mm. How about over on Insta Story, Chris?
Again, also not that much change. We have a yes at 26% and no with a 74%.
I'm interested to know how 18.9% of people buying a new phone.
Mm.
That's a fair percentage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've not felt the need to buy a new phone, or is it?
But it might be because people need to stay more connected
in working
from home and may not have had phones that supported, I don't know, like WhatsApp and stuff like that. If people have had like flip phones for a while now, it's entirely possible.
We've had a message over on WhatsApp as well. Number ending 6091. This sounds like a good purchase for somebody who's stuck at home. A Xiaomi Robo Vacuum.
Ooh.
That makes sense.
Right.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Now, that's really got me thinking now, because I'm like, I spend a lot of time at home. I've got cats who shed a lot of hair.
Mm. Yeah.
A robo vacuum might just be the purchase that I need.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or not. But, you know.
Yeah. Or not, but why not? I mean, revenge buying or something.
That's it, revenge buying.
Yeah.
Right, moving on. Next story, psychologically easing into the workplace.
Yes. So yesterday we covered why some people are having the back to work blues as we start to lift restrictions on who can be back in the office. Mm. And I'm sure over the weekend, more people will start going back to work as well. So, you know, we talked about the employees' perspective a lot yesterday on why people might be feeling hesitant to go back to work and how people are pretty excited about continuing some sort of flexible program or working from home programs as well. But leaders also now have to consider how to approach new health and safety procedures and how to like psychologically ease employees into feeling safe in the workplace as well. Because as much as we would like to believe it, the pandemic isn't over, you guys. So this is from an article on Inc.com on how you can help your employees feel safe in the workplace. Number one is to explain the reasons behind your new policies. So, you know, I actually educate your employees on all the new procedures, but also tell them the backstory on why they've been put in place. So, for example, why your space might be restricted to a certain number of external parties or customers, why there's temperature tracking, why your company is using specific cleaning materials or devices, because that might make employees feel more secure in the workspace when they know why things are happening. Number two is to stay current on local, state, and federal guidelines, because regulations change constantly, as we've seen with the rapid KL physical distancing
U-turns. Oh my word, what was happening there, right?
I think at the moment, public transportation is allowed to operate at 100% kind of across the board.
So it was 100%, then it wasn't, and now it is again.
Yes.
Great.
So exactly, you know, it's crucial to get updated information on the guidelines for things. So give your administrative staff the task of checking on these guidelines regularly. Some companies could even shift some workers who might be temporarily underemployed to work on potential response plans if there's another spike and charge them with staying abreast of the local rules. Or you could also hire outside help like HR consultants to keep yourselves updated as well.
Mm-hmm.
Number three is to have open conversations about guidelines and the use of PPE. Frequent fluid conversations with employees are vital. sit down with people and let them share their concerns, but also share information about procedures and local regulations. And then on the basis of that conversation, you can update your guidelines accordingly. You know, it's also worth having a conversation specifically about PPE as well. Some employees may have medical conditions that might prevent them from using a mask, or they might prefer to use a respirator, or PPE might get in the way of their sort of normal workday. I know a lot of barbers have been having issues with using PPE, like rubber gloves creating a static effect on people's hair, for instance, right? So, you know, treat it as an open conversation and see what really works best for you and your team. Number four is to emphasize community safety, because employees may have differing views on what safety precautions are necessary in the workspace. So it is crucial that management creates training materials and clearly communicates them to all employees, because the only way that employees are going to feel truly safe is if the agreed upon procedures are followed by everyone. So if you are, you know, employing physical distancing by, you know, arranging your desks accordingly, they have to stick by that. Everyone has to stick by that. If you're wearing gloves, everyone has to stick by that, etc. The last point is to document safety issues and new training materials. So, of course, employees should be trained on how to perform standard hazard assessments, but also how to appropriately address other safety issues. That could mean how to report any issues to a supervisor or addressing concerns with a customer as well. For example, for those in retail, how do you handle customers who refuse to wear masks? Because we've seen a lot of those, especially in America. Or even how do you enforce physical distancing on public transport will be extremely important now that we're all allowed to go back on public transport, I guess. Generally, it's good practice to document any issues, especially any procedural changes, whether that's the use of PPE, hygiene, spacing, scheduling requirements, so that way everyone can operate from the same playbook.
I love the part about community safety, because we even have a PSA running that says, you know, if you are standing too close to people in the supermarket, that you should sort of back off and have that 1 meter and stuff. And I think here, although we've done a good job, and we keep saying we've done a good job, and you know, our numbers are low, and the infections are reducing and stuff. There's a lot of, I think there's a lot of conflict between the rules that are set and people following those rules.
Yeah.
Until there's no surveillance. So you line up outside the supermarket with 1 meter because there are guidelines on the floor. But the moment you're in the supermarket, there are no guidelines. So everyone's just like, you know, doing whatever they want and standing too close to each other. You know what I mean?
It's like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there should, community safety, I love that bit, because it's like you should take it upon yourself to follow those rules, even if there aren't any markers or guidelines, or if even if there's no one telling you to, you know, stay apart or, you know, stand 1 meter away from the other person.
But we are starting to see wet markets open again, right? And night markets and things as well. So even though they're obviously outdoors, that's that same set of rules should still apply, I think, whilst we're doing that. But I suspect, as Christine voted yesterday, you know, not so confident in people following the rules to do stuff like that. And, and I understand why. She doesn't feel so confident in that. I mean, that was the thing. Even at the height of the MCO, the queues for certain supermarkets were way out of the door and whatever, and people were super good in the way in which they obeyed it. The second they were inside, it was a free-for-all. You know, and I don't understand that mentality. I really don't.
I think, you know, it's we have to sort of all apply this just because you can doesn't mean you should sort of mentality. Just because you can go, you know, into people's ways doesn't mean that you should. Just because you can stand next to someone on public transportation, but just because you're allowed to, you should still try to keep physical distancing in mind as much as humanly possible, you know, and just be considerate of other people. You don't know, how their own immune system is. You don't know if they could be asymptomatic as well. That was another PSA that we had from the World Health Organization. So, you know, just be aware and try to reduce the amount of you know, effort that we might have to take. You know, we don't want any MCO to restart. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the last thing we want. Yeah.
My word, yes. Right, we're going to take a short break. Before we do, though, the same person who bought a the robo-vacuum also said they bought a Thermomix, and it's now turned into a Thermomix Ante. What is the Thermomix?
It's a cooker. I believe there is an inbuilt sort of blender function as well. So
the all-in-one sort of cooking thing.
It's an all-in-one cooking utensil that a lot of people are very enthused about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now I know. I'm going to have to Google that, aren't I?
You're going to have to revenge buy that.
No, I'm not. No. Maybe. Short break. Guns N' Roses up next. Mr. Brownstone. Don't forget, get in touch. Take part in the poll that we're running, as did the other 249 people who voted that 58.2% of them did not buy anything over the last few months. However, 18.5% bought a phone, 16.5% bought a computer or a laptop, with 6.8% of them buying a gaming console. What about you guys? Let us know. 018-789-8899 on what? WhatsApp, Twitter or Instagram is at BFM Radio. Short break then. We'll be back with the final story about the day featuring one of those gaming consoles. Sony have announced after 7 years they're releasing a new PlayStation.
7 years?
Yeah. Mm. Here we go. Guns N' Roses, Mr. Brownstone, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.